I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see where he's at, what he's doing, all that. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Oh, not much. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm here, brother. I'm here.
I hear you. No, I'm still here in Cleveland. Go
still
back
in
Monday.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Get to have Easter here. I rebooked a trip I had for Monday and just so I could be with grandkids. And ain't really looking forward to going back now what that river's doing. It's crazy. They said they got the trigger set on the Bonnecary Spillway. Probably going to trip it by the weekend.
Well, so, what does that do?
Well, it's going to push all them fish. I mean, it's just going to be pure straight water. You know, You'll have to go. We'll have to run to the end of the river to fish. You know, it's going which side the wind's blowing on, fish one side or the other. You know, but it's going to stack everybody up. I thought one of my good friends, matter of fact, he called me and said, I thought you was going to be back by Easter. I said, well, I was, but things changed. He said, well, don't get in no hurry. And he's a sure enough good guy, too. And he ran from Baptiste Colette all the way past the Lutcher down in that area. Mm-hmm. And back and caught 3 redfish all day.
Good Lord.
Yep. You know, 3 weeks ago, you catch 100 in one spot.
Right.
But, you know, they can't take this. I mean, they're going to go from fat to skinny, I can tell you that. Except for them fish that's going to, you know, move that live down in that area, which them fish move, but, you know, it's just a big shock.
Yeah.
Even up north, I mean, you know, Brent said he had his boat home a couple of days this week working on it. He said, you know, turn the radio on, and all them boys up there, you know, he could hear from Myrtle Grove down to Port Sulphur, you could hear them talking, you know, same thing, and just put a hammer on them. So I know there's some people listening that's got trips coming up. Don't be discouraged. It'll go quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, the commercial guys you know, it's a hurt, but there ain't nothing they can do but open that spillway, you know, and that's going to put all right. that water in the pot's drain up there. So, especially them grabbers up there, you know, that's going to put a hurt on that grabbing. Even that they stay on the bottom, you know, and that salt water stays down there too. It just, you know, and it's that time of year for them crabs. They're wanting to crawl in them ponds and sloughs and all that stuff. And
get yeah, they want to go shallow and back lakes and all that.
Yep. You know, so it is what it is. It's Mother Nature. Luckily, it should be short-lived because, you know, that was an isolated area where all that water hit. But it's got to go somewhere.
When they get all that rain out of that last event?
Oh, yeah.
That last low-pressure thing? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but it was serious. You know, I think it was about this time last week. I mean, you talked about us talking about all them bridges that washed out up there and them cars all getting...
Oh, yeah.
...throwed into the river.
That was nuts.
Yeah, it was nuts. Been a wild spring. And it ain't over.
No, we hadn't even really got it going good yet.
Yeah, no, and, you know, that deal that's trying to get in here wins Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we'll catch some rain probably Sunday or so, but there's another batch of that bad weather that's going to, you know, from Dallas on east is going to sweep across there again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think it's going to be as extreme as it was last week, but. Well, that's a bad thing. This time of year, them fronts, they get slowed down. And
boy, if it's a right setup, you know, with some low pressure from the west and along with that front line and it stalls out, boy, you can get hammered.
I knew it yesterday. I was outside all day working on stuff, and boy, that south wind got up, went to pump, and I went, wow. So,
yeah. Looks like it's going to rain on Easter. That Sunday.
Yeah, and it's kind of looking.
You know, all next week.
Yeah, I'll have drive in it Monday. Yeah.
Sunday, yep. 60%, Monday, 30, Tuesday, 40, Wednesday, 60, Thursday, 40. Yep. So here,
well,
looks like
I'll
a
watch,
rainy week.
I did watch weather last night at 10, and the thing of it is that thing's going to push down here and kind of stall, then it's going to back up, then it's going to go again because there's another one coming. It's just hard to keep up with it.
Yeah, and it's pumping south, man. It's really supposed to crank. You know,
yeah, I imagine it is.
Couple
morning,
more days, it's gonna tear all my water up again, and got to start all over. Just now, oh, man.
Well, I understand. So,
life of a fisherman.
Yep. That is a fact.
I think them lake guys got it going on because they don't get all muddied up like that unless they get a big flood or something.
Yeah.
Yep. Wind doesn't mess their stuff up like it does ours.
Well, I ain't got all the details. You can't list some social media on it. That wreck on Lake Smith and MLF yesterday was bad.
Yeah, they had a boat collision and I think a fatality in, what was it, North Carolina too yesterday. There was
too much speed. And I think there was some fog involved in that one on Lake Smith yesterday.
Yeah, I think there was too. And just looking at the bass boat they had on the trailer, the motor was off of it laying up on the back deck of the boat. Yep. And you could look at the keel on that boat, and it looked like he just went right over the top of the boat, maybe T-boned it or went in the back and come out the front. I don't know.
But I don't know. I mean,
two of the guys that died from drowning. One died from the accident itself from injuries.
Both customers. That was the sad part about it. It was a striper boat.
Oh, is that
three
what
guys.
It was, a striper boat? Yep. I kind of figured that with it being a center console.
Yep. And, so, I mean, but... And you got all these guys on here popping off about their 105-mile-an-hour bass boats and all that. Well, you need that kind of speed for them.
Yeah.
No.
First one there. You remember back in the day, they regulated horsepower.
Yeah, 150 horsepower is all we could.
150 horsepower, that's when everybody was running them Mercury XR6s that were faster. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they... A
couple of miles an hour advantage, you know?
You know, back in them days, all major sponsors, I mean, Motor Guide, Lowe Ranch, Mercury mainly, because that was the fastest motor going, they was all factory people there. You blew the power head, they had a power head on the truck.
Yeah.
But if there was somebody contested a motor that they said wasn't stock, I know of three different times Bass had them tear them apart and find out. So, and there was a bunch of them that pushed that envelope.
Yeah.
So, but everybody's got to push the limits. But, you know, I had three straight Rangers. I was sponsored by Ranger then. I had three in a row. I'd get a new one every year. And I was running a 371. And that was the one that had that console right in front of the, I mean, that storage right in front of the console.
Mm-hmm.
It was a neat boat. It was a boat that Forrest designed, and I really liked to set up on it. But all three of them boats would run 71, 72 miles an hour with one stock 150 on it. That's just, you know, back in them days, it was all about getting that keel back there flattened out, because they had to put some hook in it. You know, that's regulated by the government. You don't get to have so much hook on that back there to keep that boat from running. But you take sandpaper and get back there with a block and a straight edge. You knew what you were doing. You could take that off. That way you get all more lift. I mean, you can. Had one of them boats, I had as much lift in that boat you couldn't sail with a bow when I was driving it, you know, and so that's kind of dangerous.
That other boating accident was a two-boat collision in that NPFL tournament on Lake Norman in North Carolina. And it says here, North Carolina Wildlife later said Ayers would be charged with careless or negligent boat operation. I saw the boat. There, it looks like a, man, I don't know whether it was a, it looks like it got T-boned and it just went right through it. The console's gone, windshield, I mean, everything's gone off of it. And it kind of looks like a, maybe a center console or one of those walk-through windshield types. But it,
right.
Man.
Yeah, Blue Wave was building one of them for a while.
So I don't know, but which, a bass boat hit that.
Well.
That's weird. Two in the same day, man.
Yeah. Well,
and both of them tournaments.
Well. You know, there's a lot going on in bass fishing right now, so.
Yeah.
You know, me and you talked about it briefly, and I don't know where all this is going. You know, now they're talking about banning that forward facing for sure, but I don't see how they can do it. But we'll see. You know, it ain't no different than a redfish cup back in the day. Look what it become.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not around anymore.
Nope. Well, it's just like you put on the best trout tournament there ever was, but it's gone.
Well, I sold it and I shouldn't have had, but couldn't turn it down.
I understand.
And now it's gone. But they changed everything up, too. They completely changed the format from what I had.
Right. So, well, I see they still catch
it. Ain't broke,
good
don't fix it.
Yeah, see, they still catch a pretty good one down around Baffin, huh?
Yeah, it's still on down there. They're having a really nice year.
Good.
I'm so jealous. I live in the wrong place.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Every dog,
you know why I fish where I fish. Yep.
It,
you think about all them years, you and James.
Around, buddy. If mine ever grow up, I'll be sitting like them here in a couple of years.
Yep.
But I'm running out of time. You never know. Once you hit 70 and above, you never know when they're going to pull your ticket.
Yep.
You know? man upstairs, he controls all of it. I just want one more shot at a bunch of big ones like the old days. One more time.
Yep.
And I'll get, as they say, give it to God. Let it rip.
So.
Oh, well.
Other than that, that's it. We did go over there last Sunday morning. Me and Darlene took one of the grandgirls and Rusty and his wife, right. Two boys went, and we caught 15. It was just that north wind was still. And then it kind of got back out of the south by the time we went to fishing, and them shad just wasn't up on them bulkheads. I mean, I rode at least half Conroe.
It's like a roller coaster on them on this catfish deal, man. They pull in and they pull out. One front, back out. Warm up, pull in. It's crazy. It's fishing,
we found one spot that had a blue heron sitting on it, and he was plucking every now and then, and that's where we caught them fish. But
there you go.
And Chad wasn't easy to come by that morning then.
Really?
I talked to Richard. Yeah, I seen Richard. He was at the marina, and I asked him. He said, yeah, they're on them. He said, find them shad. We couldn't hardly find them to catch them to eat. But, I mean, we're bait.
Fish was, yeah, for the catfish to eat. All right, man.
Yep.
Well, hey, somebody wants to call you, Mike. Give them some info how they can reach you.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting
and
Fishing.
All right, man. We're on a roller coaster pattern, fishing and Astros.
Yeah, we are.
We win every other day. Same thing, man. All right, buddy. See you.
I'll let you later.
All right, later. All right, well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. Located right at the base of the Tech City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with the Oxygen Response System. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. Plus, if you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. Their big 9-12s or, 16, 18 count, whatever you're looking for, they've got it. Always a great selection and great price. Crawfish Central right now at Boyd's. If you're looking for crawfish for Easter, make your reservations now while supplies last. And great price. Check out their Santa Fe location or there at the Cajun Grill at Texas City. They put out a really good recipe of boiled crawfish. 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Blue Apron. .com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way, Tiki Island. Check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. Good morning, James. What's up?
What's up, brother?
Not a lot, dog. Not a lot.
Nothing. Sitting here watching it blow.
Boy, it came up during the night.
Yeah. Well, I don't care because I ain't going today.
I don't blame you. I'm glad I ain't going either.
No,
Crap.
I just scheduled it off. I'm going to play golf for 2 days, and I'm going back. He's going back Monday.
Play like Rory?
Hell no. I wish. I wish. See, the problem with this wind right here is the tide is so low.
Yeah.
Dude, yesterday morning was the lowest I've seen it. I was like,
it was low.
Man.
Yeah, Tuesday morning wasn't too shabby either. Man,
yeah,
I popped out.
It was the lowest.
Man, I put my boat in the water and I almost needed a ladder to get down into it. I'm going, good Lord.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, man. And it comes in. We came
it
in
bulled up yesterday afternoon and last night. I mean, that tide, it was bulled when I was coming into the studio this morning. I mean, we're level full.
Well, see, we never did here. The peak high was whatever time it was. And yesterday about, man, I was out here doing something. It was like maybe 5 o'clock. I said, man, that's the highest I've seen it. And then it must have turned around and started going out because I could see some, you know, later on I was doing something. I said, man, that tide's already going out. I could done see some oysters. I mean, some green stuff, you know, from the tide getting low. But we came in yesterday at the peak of the high, and it was still like maybe a foot low. But it'd come in like a foot and a half. It runs real hard. But, man, the only bad day we had was Monday. Monday sucked. It was terrible.
Did it?
Oh, it was horrible. We fished almost four. Hey, remember old Gene Bain?
Gene Bain.
You know. Yeah. And Jeremy won the
Star Tournament that year.
Star deal, yeah.
Yeah, and a big trout. Yeah.
Yeah, luckily we had a lot of good stories, me and Gene. He's back in the old Hodges days and all that, but nothing was bite. We caught four fish. I caught three on a spoon. Jeremy caught one on something else. And I could tell Sunday, we caught them Sunday, but I could just tell, man, you had to change lures. You could tell that they was fixing the fade. You could just, yeah. You know how it is. You just like, man, we ought to be catching a lot more. I mean, we caught like 20-something fish, caught a big old flounder. We left at like 10 o'clock. But, you know, you couldn't keep nothing going. You'd have to catch them on something else and catch them on this, catch them on that. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I said, well, just because it was super low Sunday, too. So Monday, I show up, I'm counting. And the wind's blowing. It's blowing like 20 when I left.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, no big deal. You know, where I'm fishing, it's going to be perfect. Man, I got to the ramp, and it's like a foot lower than what it was Sunday.
Yeah, it got lower every day.
I said, the two things are going to happen. Either so many fish are going to be in there because they ain't got nowhere else to go. We're going to crush them, or it's going to be terrible. And it was terrible.
Boy.
And, you know, I was due. I mean, hell, I've caught them every day. I was due, but it would. And I don't think it was about where I was fishing.
And you always miss them with the guys you really want to get them with, you know.
Oh,
boy, it always works.
Yeah, we just had a good time. I mean, what nothing you do about it. But I hit, you know, and I'm fishing where I know where everything's at. And you could just tell, you know, how it looks, just nothing moving. Listen, then there ain't nothing biting. I just kept going. So maybe, you know, maybe they'll fire up. Maybe we fish like 3:30. I looked up, and everybody's in the boat but me. I said, hell, I'm going home. and then Tuesday, didn't matter where you went. It did not matter. You caught them everywhere you went. We had fished the 5 pounds, top water. It didn't matter. I said, man, how about that? I text Jeremy, and at that time we had caught like 39 trout in a red up to 5 pounds. I said, how about that? And he just sent me back a smiley face. Just one of them days, man. But that's the day that little front come through, and it switched the wind a little bit. Then it went dead calm, and then I guess it come like northeast. And we just stopped to check on something on the way home. I wasn't going to stay. The man would stay about 10 minutes if anything here. And man, they was biting. Man, there's a lot of fish right here. So
they bit all day Tuesday.
Yeah, so we caught 9 or 10 or whatever we caught.
Hey, if me and Raz and Sammy put up a hundo, they were snapping.
Yeah, it was, they were biting. But good thing you didn't go Monday, because I promise you they took Monday off.
Well, that's why they ate so good Tuesday.
And then
now, where I've been catching them, I started out in there on all that bait and a few slicks in there, and we couldn't get them going. I hooked a nasty bull red right off the bat, first cast, and I'm going, oh, God. I pulled in on bull reds, but he finally came off, and then we pecked around there and caught 8 or 9. I said, man, let's do something else. I'm tired of this. I spent an hour and a half, 2 hours on them. Couldn't get them lit off. But, boy, the next place I stopped, it was stupid.
Yeah, there's, I told you, man, there's a lot of fish. They
nothing good. Just typical old the way it is.
Yeah, but that's the deal, man. Y'all pop 100 on them. That's good fishing, dude. There ain't nothing wrong with that. The fish are getting bigger now, and everything, it weighs a pound. Hey, Preston sent me a picture. I got to ask him how big that fish was. He sent me a picture of one he caught yesterday afternoon. I don't know how big. I can't tell how long it is, but that fish looks like that fish that Gary Wheeler caught. I got to ask him this morning how big it was. But all these fish are weighing, if you catch one 24 inches, 24 and a half, he's over 5 pounds. You catch one 23, he's over 4 pounds. And yesterday, the tide was so low, and I went back to them fish that we got on. They're like little bitty, they're drained is what they are. And, man, there's no water. And I said, hey, man. You know, I had Ralph and Tom Smith. Remember old Smith Pirates?
Yeah, yeah.
They done got, oh, they're wandering around up there. Me and King, and I said, look, we're going to walk through here, walk right there, blah, 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 blah. We're going to throw right there. I said, they got to be there. And then they're back in the boat. Ralph done had a backlash, and it's taking them forever. I said, come on, man. And as soon as I walk in there, I start catching them. I said, hey, go down there a little ways. And then I look up, and Ken's got some kind of backlash or something. Nobody's fishing when they're biting. Nobody's where they need to be. And, I mean, they're biting, dude. It ain't like it's slow. I mean, they're snapping. And the next time I look up, Ralph and Tom are so far, and they're out in the middle of the bay. I said, where are they going? But they don't care. They throw top waters. One gets on there fine. If they don't, we'll go home. No big deal. They don't care. And I think Ken and I caught, like, close to 30. He caught 5 flounder yesterday. Big one about 4 pounds. Ralph and Tom caught one. They had about 9 bites and caught one. Ralph did lose. He said a good fish. He don't care. He said, man, we've caught enough fish. We don't care. So then we didn't even fish that hard. I got out and made a big old giant wade out there in the middle of nowhere. And I tell you what, I did see yesterday some old shrimps hopping around. And I caught 2 out there in the middle of nowhere just fishing on nothing. I don't even know why I was even out there. I did catch two fish, which surprised me, and they were big male trout, like 18, 19-inch male trout. So, man, there might be a big female out here somewhere. But there's some good ones showing up.
We had maybe one or two males out of all them fish we caught. They were all females and just butterballs, swelled up fat, full of eggs. Well, I presume they were full of eggs. They were full of shad and glass minnows, too, but...
Yeah, that row's getting, it's right now, Mickey. That's what they're. See, here it's half and half. I have cleaned a few, but you can tell what a male trout is. You don't have to clean them. It's about half and half. I would say they're together.
Yeah, well.
But you know they're trying
this
to.
This was all
them, but it's weird.
Pure females, and I don't know. We bogged a couple just to get an idea. We didn't measure them. I know they were a little over 20 inches, but they were running about three and a quarter, you know,
yeah,
which is
that's
fat.
Right. That's what they are. They're, you know, you catch one 25 inches now, I promise you, he'll weigh 6.5 pounds.
I want to catch one about 28 to 30 in those proportions.
Man, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Lane had a guy the other day catch one a little over six, but it was a big fat fish like that too, you know.
Yeah, what if we're Tuesday? Them fish got in there kind of shallow, and there wasn't no water. I mean, the water was. I mean, it'd come in a little bit. It wasn't as low as it was yesterday.
Yeah,
and it didn't look like much was in there. But man, there were some good fish in there. We probably should have stayed. I don't know how many we caught in there, 15 or 16 or something. You know, up to 5 pounds. Ken caught one that was fat, big, a big one. But I left, and I went back where I started that morning. We didn't catch but about five or six in there that morning, and I know how many fish are in there. So let's go back and see if they bite. And we walked in there, and they were biting. We caught like 10 or 12 right there, and we just left. But, you know, what's cool is there's a lot of fish in a lot of places. You know, like last year and the year before, man, you better be tight where you're at, and you better not be wandering around because you probably ain't going to catch nothing. You know how that goes, but you can leave now if you don't like what you're doing. You can go somewhere else and you can catch them, which was different from the last couple of years. I think there's just, you know, a lot more fish.
Yeah.
Man, so y'all just, you actually got the anchor out. It must have been good.
Yeah, I even got the anchor out. That's.
Man, I wish I'd have been with y'all. That would have been fun.
Yeah, just three old men fishing together, slow motion.
Hey, man, slow. That's why I love watching Tom and Ralph. I said, what are y'all doing? They said, we just moving slow. You know, in my brain, everybody's like we were 30 years ago, you know? And I got to think, man, Ralph 70. And
yeah, wait till you like get in your 70s, James. It'll all change. You just
No, it won't. I'm going to be just like Bernard Langer, baby. It ain't changing for me. I'm going to be just like Bernard Langer.
I wish you well.
I will.
All right.
I promise.
I got to run.
All right, buddy.
Throw him out a number.
All right, brother. 497-717-306.
All right, buddy. See you,
all
man.
All right, brother. Holler.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Join them at the captain's meeting and Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. And then it's game on, safe light launch Friday morning, and weigh-in will be at the harbor from 2 to 4 p.m. Bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry fee is just $400 per team, and here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association, helping more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Get them out there. Spots are filling fast. Register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Galveston now and check in with our good friend, Captain Michael Marquez. Sharky, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, my friend?
Man, everything's good on our end, brother. We're catching some fish. We're catching some fish, my friend.
Yes, sir. Fishing's good, man.
Gonna be finding a little bit of wind these next couple days, it looks like. But, maybe a little bit of some rain coming up. But, man, the water is it's beautiful out here, Mickey. I mean... It's nice. Yesterday, Shane was out and sent me a picture of outside the South Jetty, and it was like blue water. I mean, it was gorgeous out there. Oh, man, the fishing is awesome, man. Seeing a lot of big redfish finally coming in, and so that's cool. We got that springtime redfish run, and last couple trips, all the guys have been smacking them, so that's really cool. And, even catching and releasing them on light tackle, which is super fun also. So,
yes.
Man, it's been good. And we're seeing trout.
What size are they? Are you catching any slots, or are they mostly oversized, or what?
A lot of them are oversized, yes, sir. Yeah, we're seeing a couple slots up on the rocks and stuff, but, we'll move out a little bit deeper. And, I was jetty fishing, had a real good bite. This was 2 days ago, had a real good bite. On the outside of the North Jetty, fishing around the washout area, and loaded the boat, and then we had this little front come through, but it wasn't anything crazy. It was, the wind picked up 5-10 miles an hour, and then it was nothing. But that front came through about 8:30, 9 in the morning, so we had about 2 hours of that little prefrontal, and it was good. We smacked some fish. That front blew through, and. And then that light tackle shut down, so we moved out to a little deeper spot of mine, and we were sharking, and want to catch a big shark. So we dropped out a big piece of bait, and drove out you know, about 300, you know, 300, 400 foot while letting that, you know, maybe yard, actually probably yards, right? I mean, maybe three football fields worth of line.
Right.
Drop that in, let it roll out there, and then threw an anchor so that shark rod was, you know, way back and out of the way so we can kind of fish around underneath it. But, man, that thing, I didn't even get the – Blake barely got the anchor in the water, and that thing was screaming.
It went off.
I mean, it was there, buddy. Those fish were there. So that was so cool, man. It ended up being like a 7-foot sandbar shark, big old mean sucker.
Boy.
And so we caught that, and then I started running a downskin. I said, dadgum, man, there's fish everywhere. So we started throwing out some shad on 1-ounce drop shots on light tackle, and, man, the bite was on, dude. They're just redfish galore. I mean, there had to have been 100 of them right under the boat because we were just smacking them. I mean, it didn't take long. It was awesome.
Boy, and them big old reds, they mark good on a machine, bottom machine.
Boy, you ain't joking.
It's boomerang city, baby.
Oh, man, it was sweet. I said, man, I ought to look at that downskin. Something fishy going on here. Golly, what in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff,
man.
What
kind of unit you run?
I'm running Raymarines.
Right.
Okay. On most of our boat. You. Mm-hmm. And we really like them, man. They're, I would say there's a little bit of a learning curve with them because everything on that Raymarine is customizable. So, if you're kind of a nerd with that stuff, like I am, it's perfect for me because I like messing around with all that. I mean, you know, you got Netflix, you got YouTube on there, you got all the, you got 3D imaging side, you know. I mean, yeah, it's insane. But takes a little bit of a learning curve if you're switching from somebody else over to there. But once you get it, it is very, very – it's an awesome unit. It's an awesome unit that you can do almost – I mean, there's so many settings on that thing, I can't even tell you. I mean, it's awesome. But in a good way, you know, I got it set up to where I love it. And gosh, I got Bill Platt gave me some relief shading last year, and you plug it into that thing, and I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just mind blowing stuff. So really cool, man. I'm excited to get out there and start catching them up again. We got some wind coming in, but all the boats are booked up Friday.
Yeah, it came up during the night,
Saturday.
Man. When I got up about 2:00, I said, man, you know, I got wind chimes out in the backyard, and, man, they were playing some music, brother. I said, man, we got some wind.
Yeah,
It came up.
Yep.
Plus, our tides are so low early in the morning, it sounded like the beachfront there by my house. All the, you know, the water's out, and it sounds like waves breaking on the beach.
Golly.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, I'm on that west side of Trinity Bay, and that south wind blows right into it. It cranks into it.
Goodness. Yeah, that water level has been low in the mornings, super low in the mornings.
Boy, that's a strong incoming current, though. Man,
I can only imagine
how strong it is out at the jetties.
You know, the mornings have been, I mean, you hit it after a good wind push through in the night, and I mean, you could bring your water skis out there and just jump in the water and stand on them, you know. I mean, stand up where you land and you're skiing, baby.
Yeah, run by the channel and see them buoys laid over, swirling.
Yeah,
current, buddy.
Oh yeah, it's been that's been the only kind of battle, you know, that we've been going through. But you know, at some point, typically in that 4-hour trip or 6-hour trip in the morning, everything seems to slow down a little bit. And man, once it does, those fish, I really think those bait fish rush, you know, they're getting swept down those rocks and, you know, maybe swept even off the rocks. And when it's super, super tight, like, or, you know, when that current's ripping like that, and then it's amazing to see once that current slows down, those bait fish just congregate right back into the jetty system. And then all of a sudden, you know, you go from catching one fish here and there every, you know, 5-10 minutes. But, man, that current slows down and your line stops drifting. And it's, you know, every cast, boom, 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 boom. So it's something cool to see out there. It's interesting to watch all that, you know, see how the tide affects everything and the currents and all that, you know.
Well,
interesting to see.
Yeah, that's I don't know, man. Y'all got it going on down there. I'm glad to see all these fish entering. Hope some of
we try, man.
Y'all need to let a few through, let them get up my way, you know. How about any trout, man? Y'all getting any trout action at all coming through the rocks up down there?
Yeah, Shane caught a couple yesterday, he caught them more around the bay system. Mm-hmm. But I got to assume, he said he had some folks that weren't feeling too hot, but I got to assume with the water clarity that he sent me a picture of, they were on the inside of the South Jetty. He sent me a photo of what it looked like on the outside of the South Jetty. And I got to assume, man, I mean, it was nice, buddy. It was nice. It's
getting close to tide runner time.
It's getting real close. I think we're going to get this wind push, Mickey. And I think when that water gets nice up on the beachfront again, I think we're there.
Yeah.
We're there. You know, I mean, we're there. And I did. I wade fished to surf last week, and there was just messing around, chucking some new lures from Berkeley and experimenting more than anything. And the water was decent. It was green, and there was big finger mullet swimming everywhere and a couple blow-ups on those finger mullet. And, you know, I didn't catch anything. I had about an hour to mess around. But I was reeling it in, and I just switched my lures, and I had about a, you know, 15, 16 inch trout swimming up behind that bait.
Yeah.
All the way to me where I could see him.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, there you go. Okay. So they're, you know, that's the little tide runners right there, you know, that are swimming around. I mean, it was a good sign, you know, it was a good sign. I couldn't get them to eat, but they were at least chasing my lure around a little bit. So I got to think they're right there on the cusp of being on fire, man.
You'll be the first.
Once that wind dies
down, I got to come through you to come in. So, all right.
Well, I'll let you know, man.
Oh, I know you will, buddy. Well, if somebody wants to get down there and fish with you guys, give them some info how they can reach you, bud.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com, or you can just Google us, Outcast Charters, Galveston, Texas. Man, check us out. We have on-site lodging. We've got a 4,000 square foot lodge. You can come in, bring the family. The ladies can spa all day. You guys can go fish or shoot. We've had it vice versa.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want to do, man. Come on, lodge with us. Get booked up and hooked up. And we'll see you guys soon. Let's go make some memories, man.
Amen. All right, buddy.
All right, brother.
Sharky, have a good one. I'll talk to you Saturday. Be safe out there, bud.
Hey, looking forward to it, buddy. I'll have a nice little update for you. I'm on the water all day Friday, so.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Later.
All right. Now let's go up to the Big Sam. Let's check in with our good friend, Randy Dearman. Hey, Randy, what's up, bud?
Oh, good morning there, Captain Mick. Just the crappie, there's so many of them little ones on the brush pile right now. It's you know,
last week you know, we catch good they, ones.
Well, yeah, it you know, just them little ones when they first come out, they just it's silly. I mean, you catch, you know, probably 10 or 15 throwbacks, you know, to a keeper. It's
dang.
It's a little action, but
go through some minnows. Still,
it's still a week or two away, you know, from being wide open. But it's just good to know that there's that many. They had that good of a spawn last year. You know, them things grow real fast, though.
They
when
do.
They're that size. And probably a lot of them are, you know, 9.5, 9.75 inches.
You know, yeah, those will be over. By this summer, they'll be over 10.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. But when the wind don't blow, you know, you can move around and catch it pretty good. We're going to go out and rebrush some stuff this morning. Dump some willows in.
There you go.
That's what it takes. It seem like everything just run behind this year, you know. The water's up, too, and when the water's up, you know, they're still, the fish want to stay up in that grass and bush as long as they can, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
But had a fish with the, just had one man fish with in the last 2 days. One of the guys listened to your show a lot.
All right.
We had a good time, but caught, you know, plenty of fish, just too many short ones.
Yeah, weed through them. Get you a messed address.
that's it. But it's better having, you know, something pull on your line than not.
I'm with you.
But it just, you know, just every year when they first come out, you know, they all of a sudden you're swarmed with them little ones for a week or two, and then it turns into all slabs. It's amazing the way it happens, you know, because you just know them big ones are not all the way out there yet. One of the little ones come for. Oh yeah, I don't know why I'm a little. I mean, and it's gonna be wide open when it does, because it's few of them little ones swallow the thing, and you know you kill them trying to get it out, and sling him over the side of the boat, and director goes the bald eagle by, comes down, picks him up. That's pretty to watch.
Eagles take care of it. They take care of it, man. Spoils of war.
Yeah. People say, I hate to kill them. You know, like I said, well, the eagles need to eat too. So.
That's right. And nothing goes to waste on the water, man. There's always something that'll take it.
Yep.
All right, Randy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come up and get on some crappie fishing or bass fishing, give them your number. You're the man to call.
936-328-0864. Have a good one there, Captain Mick.
Randy,
keep
good
the wind down.
You go ahead and knuckle down, because you're going to get a blow for the next couple of days.
All right, anyway, Captain Mick.
Might even get some rain. All right, bud. See ya.
See
ya. All right. All right, that's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but guess what? We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.